Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And you might have a few extra dollars in your wallet to play with next year based on salary raises. That's a sort of professional transition to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Insider. Aki, thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
So our raises may not be as high as they've been recently, but we might end up with more money in our pocket. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yeah, that's right. So when you look at the raises we're likely to get next year, on a nominal basis, just when you look at the number itself, it's a little bit, tiny bit less than what we got in 2023. But when you adjust it for expected inflation is really starting to come down compared to a year or two ago. It actually looks like we're going to get a pretty decent bump in our purchasing power. So it's a pretty good story for most people.
Oh, and we just lost Aki. We'll try and get her back. I'm sure we'll be able to from Insider. Yeah, and they were quoting a lot of employers to try and survey and figure out exactly what that is. Breaking down the numbers, it would be a 4% raise versus last year, which was about 4.3%. Employers said they plan to promote fewer people, and a lot of this is about job retention. Aki, back on the line with us. Okay, so if we're getting a little bit less of raises, but you say we will be inflation will be lower, so the purchasing power will be more, that's certainly welcome news, because really until recently, even though we were getting raises, it was completely being outpaced by inflation until I think the start of this year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's kind of misleading, because we in the press, we've been talking about, this crazy job market frenzy over the last 2 years. So it feels like we've been getting really high raises, but inflation has completely wiped that out.
In terms of zooming out, looking at the entire employment picture, I think it's fair saying that the great resignation is fairly much over. Do you see less churn moving forward, that maybe we don't have big layoffs or the such, but instead we're kind of in a more equilibrium?
Yeah. Equilibrium is like a really good way to put it. We're kind of in like the new normal now, things have calmed down quite a bit. I think the layoffs are, especially in the tech industry, are starting to slow, which is nice, but also people aren't quitting their jobs like they used to as well. So you don't get the kind of like heat in the job market that you saw about a year ago.
I want to go back to that 4% number, because I don't know if that surprised you, because I thought employers would be quick to jump back to that standard quote unquote 3% number. Why is it still lingering a bit higher than it had been before all this up and down over the last couple of years?
Sure. I think the main thing is unemployment is still really, really low. So there are very few available people who are on the sidelines of the job market. And that does mean that employers have to keep paying their employees competitively to prevent their, existing staff from going elsewhere. That's probably the main reason why the raises are a little bit higher than you might expect.
Yeah, for sure. That retention is still such an important thing. All right, Aki, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.